This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says he wishes the state had more federal help in testing for COVID-19. He tells NPR that he wishes the federal government had given more help to states in addressing the crisis, like in other countries.
I mean, they've sent a couple of swabs here and there, a couple thousand swabs. I mean, they haven't hurt us, but in any material way, they haven't helped us. We've largely built our capabilities at our state lab, our hospitals, our private providers, suppliers from South Korea and across the world.
Polis says some businesses could reopen in a couple weeks and that he hopes the state and the state's economy is on the upswing. Colorado is expanding its unemployment program, CPR's Andrew Kenny explains.
It's taken 2 weeks of work, but the state labor department says it will soon make bigger unemployment payments and more of them. A new federal law provides an extra $600 a week for anyone with unemployment benefits. In Colorado, the larger payments should start going out within a few days. That includes retroactive payments for every week since March 29th. The federal law also has new unemployment categories. That means the state will soon start accepting applications from gig workers, people who are self-employed, and others affected by COVID-19, like parents who can't work while their kids are at home. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Great Sand Dunes National Park in southern Colorado was closed. Park officials say they've seen an increase in visitors recently, including a lot from other states. Officials say closing the park will help protect park workers and area residents. Rocky Mountain and Mesa Verde National Parks had already closed. At the Black Canyon of the Gunnison, the visitor center, campgrounds, and some roads are closed. Sunny skies today across the state. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.